Pursue, explore, and celebrate the richness of your outdoor lifestyle. Welcome to Shout Outdoor Lifestyle Magazine, a production of Lifestyle Media Group. Make Christ central to all you do outdoors, online at shoutlifestyle.com. This episode features former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, Ronnie McAdoo, a pastor of Trinity Church, and David Prophet. They share about Virginia Beach Boat Church. Discover how it started, what it's like, and how it's impacting lives. For the latest details on Virginia Beach Boat Church, go to boatchurchvb.com.
So there's a little Baptist church called Sandy Level Baptist Church in Moneta, Virginia. They started this for Smith Mountain Lake, Virginia, great tourist mecca. And so they wanted to have a fun way for people that, you know, wanted to spend all a Sunday on the lake. They said, well, here's a way to go to church. You just go to church in your boat. Yeah. You listen to the pastor for 45 minutes, then you go water skiing, tubing, fishing, whatever you want to do. But it would not have happened. Our whole idea was a community-based church. And Ronnie McAdoo and Pastor Randy Singer, the leaders at Trinity Church here in Virginia Beach, captured the vision. They loved it as a way of bringing people in that might not go to the brick-and-mortar churches, right, but love going out on the water.
Yeah.
So boat church is actually a beautiful form of worship openly on the beach. People will come either by foot or by boat. You can drive into the state park and then bring your beach chairs and gather along the beach. We offer free breakfast foods by one of the businesses here in the area, bottled water by another business in the community that supports it, or you can come by boat. And there are speakers on both sides of the pontoon boat. So on 360 degrees of the boat, you'll be able to hear the worship and the message and the community connection with corporate worship all together in one place on the beach.
Yeah, when I first heard about boat church, the first thing that came to my mind was the method has changed, but the message stays the same. You come out with your beach chairs, you come out with your family, you get to hang out on the beach, and whether you come with your boat or whatever, and you get to hear the word of God.
Boat Church is supported by a number of community churches here in the area. Roughly seven churches supported us last year with a rotation of supporting us with a pastor from that church that would rotate through the calendar. We have Boat Church from Memorial Day through Labor Day. We have a prayer team at the end of each service that would come forward and support any specific prayer requests that we would receive or any sort of decisions for Christ that would be received. And the prayer team would receive that training from our anchor foundation church, which is Trinity Church.
It offers a family a very relaxed atmosphere to come and worship, and it gives you the freedom to bring your family and have your kids in a safe zone where you can focus and hear the word of God and know that your kids are right there on the beach enjoying themselves, having a great time. So I think it gives you that opportunity to be able to come and not be so concerned about what the children are doing, but be more focused on hearing what God wants to say to you.
Boat Church has a very formal style of service. It's a very informal gathering. And I will give the example on Baptism Sunday. We've had a lot of people that just wander in on the beach that happen to be here on vacation. We had one family on our specific Baptism Sunday. It was multiple generations. They were here from Pennsylvania. They were having a nice little picnic just down the beach from us. And during our Boat Church service, it happened to be a Baptism Sunday. And the husband of that family turned to his wife and had reminded her, you remember this year I promised you that as my New Year's resolution, I would get baptized this Sunday. And he pointed down the beach and his wife said, I cannot believe this is happening on the Sunday we're here. So he jumped up and ran down the beach and joined the group that got baptized that Sunday. Another particular Sunday, Pastor Randy Singer was preaching, and it was another Baptism Sunday, and he felt compelled to turn around and face the boats and say, I believe that there's somebody on that boat that wants to get baptized today, and we will wait for you to swim to the beach. Next thing he knew, this guy jumped in the water and swam to the beach and got baptized that Sunday to be part of the group and the celebration.
Going to the beach and enjoying summer days on the water with family and friends, for some, may be the outdoor highlight of the year. For others, it's part of their weekend lifestyle. Either way, Boat Church isn't about making a quick splash. It's about helping everyone to get caught in a current that takes all of us into a deeper spiritual relationship with God. That's commitment, and it's the richness of outdoor living that God desires for you.
One of my favorite verses is 2 Corinthians 5:14. Christ's love compels us because we are convinced one died for all, that Jesus Christ died for the sins of this world. So if Jesus Christ was totally committed when he stepped out of heaven and came here and went to the cross for us, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, surely we can be committed to serving him with all the gifts, talents, and abilities that he's given to us to be used for his glory and his honor.
And I'll convey, you know, the people that are behind supporting Boat Church, they don't want this to be a fad or a trend. We really are committed to see people connected to a deeper relationship in their faith and really connected to a local church to make a greater difference and an impact in their own lives. That is truly the commitment of this. It's not meant to just be a fad or a trend or a unique way of going to the beach and getting your church in at the same day. It is really a deeper effort to get a deeper commitment in your faith.
Another unique thing about Boat Church is a lot of times the people that are in the area where we're having Boat Church, they're not even aware that their Boat Church exists. In other words, they're unbelievers, but they happen to be sitting in an area where Boat Church is. And so a lot of times, like the scripture says, God says, my word will not return void, that even though they're unbelievers, that God will use that word to penetrate their heart. And not only that, the volunteers of Boat Church, they have the opportunity to be able to minister to these people that's not even aware of Boat Church. But because of their commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, they're reaching out to the unbelievers that you know, need to know about the love of Christ.
I also have a number of friends that are currently believers but not connected to a church. That's a large trend today in our community. And so I've used it as an opportunity to invite them all on a particular Sunday and support it with a gathering after church for us to all connect, but use Boat Church as a point of bringing us all together.
The gospel is inclusive. It's not exclusive. No one is excluded when it comes to the Word of God.
Amen.
God's grace is offered to everyone. And it's not just a pastor's job to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's everybody's job. That's why Paul says we are ambassadors for Christ. He ain't just talking to pastors. And that's why Matthew, the Great Commission, says all authority in heaven and earth, go and make disciples. What that word go means, as you are going, doesn't matter who you are. There's people out there that the pastor can reach, and there's people out there that I can't reach. This is a job for everybody, not just a pastor to reach the lost, because there, like I said, there are people I can reach, there are people that I can't reach. And so God is calling everybody to be a part of the harvest. Like the word says, the harvest is plentiful,
Amen.
But the laborers are few. Mm. And so God is challenging and encouraging everybody who professes Christ to be out there in the harvest field ministering for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Boat Church is right down my wheelhouse. It gives me the opportunity to go outside. I love being outside preaching the word. It gives me the opportunity to stand on a boat. Nobody is saying, you're too loud. Shh, tone it down. I'm a big guy. I like to talk loud. I like to yell. I'm passionate when I talk about Jesus. So Boat Church allows me to fulfill all that passion that I have for the Lord Jesus Christ by being able to proclaim the gospel of Jesus outside. Welcome to Boat Church.
Glad you're here.
You've been listening to former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, Ronnie McAdoo, a pastor at Trinity Church, and David Prophet share about Virginia Beach Boat Church at boatchurchvb.com. Keep listening to Shout Outdoor Lifestyle Magazine at shoutlifestyle.com.